All right, fellas, let's get right into this. What are people going to say about you when you're gone? Not that fake media stuff, but the real talk. The stories that come up when people sit around the table, crack a beer, and they gather around at your memorial. You see, legacy isn't about the size of the bank account or how many toys you leave behind. It's about the kind of impact that you made on the lives around. And here's the kicker, folks. You got to stop living your life worried about what other people think or say about you. That's all just noise, man. What matters is the value that you add to others and the mark you leave behind. What's up, brothers? Welcome back to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I'm Preacher Joe. And today, we're going to be hitting the topic that cuts deep. What's that? Your legacy. Now, what kind of man are you? What kind of man are you when no one's watching? What impact are you leaving day in and day out? This is not about being perfect. None of us are. We're just trying to live day by day. But it is about being intentional with the life God gave you. And I know I get tongue-tied sometimes, so bear with me if I trip over my word. But what I'm about to say needs to be heard. When your name comes up after you're gone, what will people remember? Proverbs 13:22 tells us, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. But we ain't just talking cash, folks. We're not talking cash, bikes, houses. We're talking about a legacy of faith, a legacy of love and character. It's about showing up every day as the man that God called you to be and leaving every place and every person better than you found them. So I want you to sit with this for a minute. What kind of legacy are you building right now? Think about that. Don't wait until it's too late to make changes, folks. If this message is resonating with you, I want you to hit that like button. Drop a comment. Ring that notification bell. That way you get notified anytime I upload new content. Also, like I said, drop a comment, especially about the legacy that you want to leave. You know, I want to hear it. And I also want you to share this episode with a brother who needs to hear it. If you have not picked up my book yet, I want you to do it, man. Get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's got a lot of the same grit to help you live a life full of faith and fortitude. Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ, paperback, hardback, ebook editions, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble. Good to go. All right, a link's down in the description. So, see, faith that carries beyond your life. Let's look back at Abraham, right? Father Abraham. Abraham was not perfect, but God used him because of his faith. In Genesis 12:3, his legacy wasn't just for his kid. It was for the generations. The faith that you live out today could change your family for generations. See, even if you don't see it right away, are you planting seeds of faith that'll grow long after you're gone? Think about that. What kind of seeds are you planting if you're planting in? Now, here's a tough truth, right? If you're living a life trying to please everybody, you will leave no legacy at all. People will always have something to say, and most of it does not matter. Matter of fact, none of it matters. Do what's right. Live with purpose and don't sweat the opinion. In the end, the only approval that matters comes from God. Quit seeking the worldly validation. We don't need it. It's a character that adds value wherever you go. That's what Proverbs 22:1 states, a good name is better than great riches. And that's the truth, folks. No matter where you go, at work, at home, with your brothers riding down the road, be the kind of man who adds value to every life that you touch. People may not remember what you say, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. We got to live a life of service, and the service speaks louder than words. See, Jesus showed us that legacy is built through service. John 13:14-7. So are you serving the people around you? Are you helping without expecting anything back? That's the stuff that sticks with people long after you're gone. Colossians 3:13 reminds us to forgive as the Lord forgave us. Don't carry grudges into the grave, man. Let it go. Love deep and make things right while you can. No one's promised tomorrow, brother. Legacy is found in those moments when we love even when it's hard and forgive even when it hurts. So here's the deal. Your legacy is not some far-off thing that you build later, right? It's happening right now, this very moment. With every choice that you make, every word that you speak, stop worrying about what other people think and focus on being the man that God created you to be. Ask yourself, am I living in a way that adds value to the people around me? Because at the end of the day, folks, that's what matters most. Not their opinions, but the impact that you leave. Check this out. I want to hear from y'all. What's the one thing that you can change today to build the kind of legacy that you want to leave? Go ahead, drop a comment down below and let's talk about it. If this episode sparks something inside you, share it with a brother who needs to hear. We're all in this together, folks. Let's build a brotherhood that leaves behind a legacy of faith and fortitude. Hoorah. All right, so here's your full thought of the moment, brother. You don't have to be perfect. You just got to show up, get better, and keep moving forward. Every single time that you get back up after falling, you're adding to your legacy. Every act of kindness, every time you forgive, every time you love hard, it all counts. God does not need you to be flawless. He just needs you to be faithful. So keep grinding, keep believing, and make sure that when you're gone, people remember you as a man who added value to their life wherever he went. That's it for today, folks. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.